At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
It's Offman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app. We are streaming live on YouTube too at the Team 980. It is time right now, 5:30 on a Thursday. This is one of those weeks, Anthony, by the way, just real quick, where it's like, there's no way it's Thursday or it's only Tuesday. Oh my God, it's still Wednesday. And then all of a sudden you're like, it's already Thursday. I feel like it's one of those weeks.
Yeah, it's Thursday, Craig.
It's Thursday. and it's just after 5:30, which means it's time to read them comments.
We tried to warn them. They didn't listen.
Yeah!
Every week, the Hoffman Show goes into the belly of the beast.
We read those comments, baby!
Never read the comments.
You leave your comments on this radio show / YouTube multimedia program on the on-demand segments that we cut up and make nice and easy and watchable for you at Craig Hoffman and at the Team 980. And Anthony, we start with someone whose username is Math Don't Lie. And this probably works better in print than it does on me saying it out loud as our appetizer comment today before we get into some of the big topics of the week. But just trust me that it's going to be worth it in the end. You good? You ready?
Yes, sir.
So Math Don't Lie commented on our NFL rules discussions. And he says, before there is talk about banning the tush push, let's first demonstrate that the tush push is both beatable and unsafe. By studying rugby rules and weight restriction limits, that is how you beat the tush push. Step one, hire two heavy defensive linemen, a.k.a. sumo wrestlers. Step two is the offensive line plunges forward into the ground. The first sumo wrestler climbs over the offensive line as he goes towards the QB. Step three, the second sumo wrestler then jumps on the first sumo wrestler to form a 1,400-pound, three-person vertical human wall that clogs the center so that no QB can go through. Again, the reason I've been promoting this nonstop is because the NFL teams need a way to actually stop the tush push. The strategy of using sumo wrestlers to stop a rugby play is clearly beatable and unsafe for the offensive lineman whose neck, back, and head would be crushed by 1,000-plus pounds, whereas the sumo wrestlers are safe because of their layers of fat. If you agree, please check out my YouTube video on this topic so that more NFL fans, more NFL media, NFL coaches, and NFL front offices see it. Thanks.
Wow.
Believe it or not, this absolutely moronic idea is not the reason I pulled this comment. The reason I pulled this comment, Anthony, is because when he spelled out tush push, he spelled it T-U asterisk asterisk. He censored the word tush, a phrase often used to not say a different word in front of literal children. We used the three-year-old version, tush. Would you prefer tushy? Tush. And he censored it. Wow. So the only thing I responded to here was, why did you censor the word tush? And he goes, YouTube has a ban policy on the word tush in comments, but not in live streams. I have been typing in the comments and in the live chats, and sometimes I forget when switching between the two. So apparently, I guess maybe in live chat comments, because he could have used it here, it would have been just fine. They banned the word tush. I just think this guy may have been sat on by a sumo wrestler. And that would explain everything. Because other than that, buddy, I got nothing.
I don't either. I guess we saw Micah Parsons versus a sumo wrestler.
We did. And, you know, on that front, compelling. I just don't know that if you need a foot, a sumo wrestler's get off ain't going to help you that much, because I don't know how quickly he's going to react to the football.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to go against one. I wouldn't also want to have to build the pads for that dude. Also, now you're playing, if you do literally anything but the tush push, you're doing 9-on-11. Because those dudes are not getting sideline to sideline.
Yeah, not at all.
I think there's probably some other issues with putting sumo wrestlers in. But yeah, human vertical mountain might stop the tush push.
Okay.
Great idea. Math don't lie.
Nope.
Maybe you should stick to math. Okay, from math to history, Anthony. One of the big topics of the week for us, as Alex Ovechkin scored goal 895. By the way, the Caps have been off since then. Finally back in action tonight. But the record-setting goal sparks a DC Sports GOAT discussion. And the angle we kind of took on it was, who's the most important athlete in the history of DC sports? But I kind of tried to make it more interesting, because Ovechkin is the best athlete to ever play a sport for DC teams, because there's no one who is better at their sport than Ovechkin has been at his, with the exception of Michael Jordan, who did all of the greatness in a different uniform. But truly, and then you got, you know, Dion or Bruce Smith, who did most of their damage other places, and in fact are somewhat punchlines in their DC sports eras. But if you think about, like, the best guys in DC who mean the most to DC, which also adds like a community off the field element, which also accounts for the popularity of the given sports, I think it becomes a much more interesting discussion. Jason Marr 8 is about 20 years too early, but he just said it's Jaden Daniels. I think currently, yes, most important. Historically, we got a little bit way to go.
He's foreshadowing, that's all.
Yeah, all for it. I would love that. I think that would be good for us personally, Anthony.
Yes.
Sitting in the seats we currently sit in. At J Main 21, Daryl Green or Art Monk? I was a little surprised Art didn't come up, but I think also it's hard to say Art. And I love Art. One, let's go orange, as you're wearing the proper sweatshirt for this discussion. But I've met Art. Incredibly nice man, great human, but it was a bit reclusive as opposed to Daryl, who's maintained his presence in the community more outwardly over the years. Art definitely did plenty of stuff, but also as great as Art Monk was, which is truly one of the best receivers in the history of the game, I think Daryl Green is probably more widely regarded as a better corner than Art Monk was a receiver, and considering they played in similar eras at similar times, I have a hard time putting Art over DG, as great as Art was, as much as I would like to, because Syracuse.
No, that's fair.
And also, Daryl Green played for 20 freaking years.
Yeah.
Du Bois Blessed 6103. I just read him, Anthony. Boys with a B. Du Bois Blessed 6103. This is no shade or shot at Ovi, and he deserves all the love he is receiving, but Daryl Green belongs in this conversation of DC greats. NFL is no doubt more popular... the more popular sport across the country. That, along with two Super Bowl wins, makes the case for him. I do think, on top of the popularity of football, Ovi does only has one championship. Daryl Green and those other football players from that era have two or three, depending on how many of those teams
they
played on.
What about MVPs, though? Or defensive MVPs? Like, Daryl doesn't have any of those.
That, totally fair. And only it's individual versus team and all of that. I don't think you can have a correct answer. Someone did come at you, I presume, pretty hard, though, Anthony. Urban Gorilla, 3022. Hey, you wrong, Lil Tony. Unless there was another comment that I missed, I don't think that this was directed at anybody but you, Anthony.
Are they talking about Big Tony?
It says, hey, you wrong, Little Tony.
Now, my nickname is Little Tony in my immediate family. I don't even know if you knew that, Craig. Did you know that?
Yeah, I did know that.
Okay.
I did know that.
Yeah. Little Tony? Oh, all right. Come on. Tell me more, Craig.
Somebody hit you with a Little Tony.
Yeah. It's
Daryl Green, hands down. Playing 20 years at cornerback is insane work in any era. Sports fans are in awe of LeBron for his longevity, but no one even mentions DG. And to top it all off, he ran a 4.440 at 39 years old and the only corner to shut Randy Moss down in his rookie year. Remember, Green's 5'8", Moss is 6'4". Let that sink in.
Mm.
What you got now, Little Tony?
Hey, look, I got nothing for you. Like, I salute Daryl Green for what he did his 20 years. I mean, it's tough. Like, everybody has their own opinion. Some people going to go DG. Some people going to go OV.
I think it just depends on what you value more, yeah, on or off the field. If you want to encompass off the field and, like, a larger impact, I think it's Green. If you want to say purely who was the best player for their sport in a DC jersey, they both played 20 years. Ovechkin's a better hockey player than Daryl Green is a football player, and Daryl Green's in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
It's not taking anything away from Daryl. It's to say Ovi's one of the best 5 to 10 ever. Ever.
It's also the fact that everyone keeps pointing out DG played 20 years. Like, Ovi also played 20 years.
Yes, correct. And counting. Yeah. And he's still awesome in year 20.
Yeah.
Scorpio the Great One says, 1, Ovechkin. 2, Ovechkin. 3, Ovechkin. 4, pick a football player. 5, pick a baseball player or a wizard. Monsta, this is spelled in the Boston way, M-A-W-N-S-T-A, 9075. In real things today, by the way, we're going to have an all-timer from Kevin Harlan where he just read what was in front of him. I am that person right now. I am Ron Burgundy. Monsta, 9075. It's Ovechkin and it's not close. And then I think this kind of gets to the crux of it, right? Scorpio the Great One commented again and said, Alex Ovechkin accomplished more longer, held in higher regard to his respective sport. Not close. Every argument for Green can be said for Ovi, but Ovi was better at his sport and was the focal point for his championship. Number 2 is Green. And then OG log, or it's OGL, OGL, OGL. And I think it's just that. OGL, 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 OGL.
I think so.
What a dumb segment this is.
OG log, log, log.
But then there's another L at the end, which is why I think it's OGL, OGL, OGL.
Yeah.
OGL. There's 4 of them.
Good point.
But the L is capitalized, in case anyone cares. OV cultural relevance in DC is relatively tiny because hockey is tiny. Also, crucially, he doesn't cross demographic lines. OV is basically relevant to white people and only Maryland. And some relevantly recent DC white transplants. I think that's overstating a bit. We could go larger than Olney. Shout out to Olney. The point of impact, to me, that's one of the stronger arguments on like Green side of it, or a guy like Wes Unseld even, is the impact they made on a larger group of people just because of the relative popularity of football to basketball to hockey, or even the Nats, if you want to, you know, throw in someone there. I mean, the center, obviously, you know, Walter Johnson's the greatest Washington baseball player ever, and he played in an era where none of us were alive and most of our grandparents weren't alive. I just think that's that point is why it's not Ovi in a runaway and why this is even a discussion in the first place. Like, if you had an Alexander Ovechkin of football that had played for the Washington franchise, then that would be the answer and it wouldn't even be close. You need something higher than Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, I mean, but the thing is, like, Ovi sort of kind of did make D.C. more of a hockey town. Like, I'm not going to say I was the biggest fan. Again, I went to my first hockey game this year.
And you're definitely not a white guy from Olney.
No, I'm not. But I have friends that are from Southeast D.C. that always go to the games, have the jersey, take his little brother. I'm like,
100%.
Why am I late to the party?
And I think that's the thing, right, is Ovechkin expanded the popularity of hockey, which is why I think you can definitely make this argument. All right.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
The other big comment getter this week, there were two more, and then I got a fun one to end because of course I do, is my guy Tony Squares, who's a content creator, good friend of mine. We do a weekly YouTube show on Mondays. We call it Hoffman and Squares because, you know, between the Hoffman Show and Hoffman and Squares, Anthony, we're real creative with names around here.
I see.
Yeah. But Tony, going back to 20, I think it's 16. He did the first ones in 2017. So 2016 season has ranked every single quarterback in the offseason that made a start the previous year. Mm. And he does a lot of work for this and does a really good job with it. Like, I was ready to, because Tony's good for a wacky take every now and again. So it makes it fun. But I was like ready to hate someone on his list somewhere. And I was just like, actually, this is a pretty good list. This is nice work out of you, sir. So we talked about the list on Monday's edition of Hoffman and Squares and a couple of pieces of feedback from that. Rob B2Q8P says, I think Hurts is wildly overrated. I think Hurts came in at 6 or 7 on Tony's list, behind Jaden Daniels, around a class that included guys like Justin Herbert. But I think Hurts is wildly overrated. When you compare other playoff teams with the Eagles have better starters at 80% or the position and sometimes more. That's not Jalen Hurts' fault, and we shouldn't punish Jalen Hurts for that. I think we can acknowledge that and acknowledge that maybe some of Hurts' weaknesses are hidden by the fact that he plays behind the best O-line in the league and has a safety blanket at running back that he can just hand the ball to, and that guy can score, and the receiving talent and all of that. But Jalen still does a sensational job within what he's asked to do, and that's why he's not in the top four with, like, the four. Jaden Daniels is ahead of him based off what we saw last year because he can do more with less. But I do think it's worth pointing out what Jalen brings mentally to the game and what he brings from an accuracy standpoint and what he brings as a runner is all rare and valuable. And so I have no problem with him being in the top 10, even if I wouldn't want to necessarily switch him to many other circumstances in the league. He's not as switchable. He wouldn't be as successful in other places. But considering what he can do and what he's asked to do and understanding that's a part of the rankings, I think he's got to be in the top 10.
Yeah, definitely has to be in the top 10. He wins. Like, you can't, like, football is a winning.
It's a team game, but, like, at some point, if we can't say quarterback's the most important position in the sport and then be like, oh, it doesn't matter. Yeah. Like, QB wins, sure. They're overrated in some circles, but they're not nothing either. Figuring it out, managing the game. My one big complaint, or my biggest complaint, was where Drake May was. May was in kind of a clump with Penix and Bo Nix and who was the other guy? Who was the other rookie that started? There were four of them.
Williams?
Oh, yeah, Caleb. Caleb was, I think, at the bottom, and then it was Bo. Or no, it was Penix at the bottom, then Caleb, then May, then Nix. From like bottom to top, and they were behind guys like Kyler and whatever. And I was like, I definitely would put May at the top of that bunch, if not higher, above some of those young veterans that are in kind of their, are you a really a starter type tier, your Trevor Lawrence's, your Kyler Murray's, etc., who are kind of mid-tier starters. And the reason is because what May did, given he had the worst coaching and talent circumstances around him in the league, was pretty sensational. Now, it was not perfect, nor was it always pretty, but that dude was taking the hardest tests in the league every single week, and he made their offense look palatable when Jacoby Brissett, who was supposed to be like this baseline, this is a low-level starter, high-level backup guy, was horrendous in those same circumstances. And so Resonant Freak, it says F-R-E-Q, like frequency, not freak, other kind of freak. 528 says, I think this is a bad argument. May did play better than Brissett. You can't equate May to Knicks. If it was not for JD5, Knicks probably would have won Rookie of the Year. And I just hate when people pretend like circumstances don't exist. Like Bo Nix didn't have the support of one of the great offensive play callers and structure guys of all time in Sean Payton, and the literal best defense in the entire league. Like, what? It ain't that hard moving forward which guy you'd rather want, Drake May or Bo Nix.
Yeah. I mean, I would agree.
Okay. Glad we're on the same page there. All right. Do you want the announcement or the fun one first, Anthony?
Let's go announcement.
Okay, I like the way you think. So the most commented on post from last week was our chat with Jeremy Green, who is an NFL draft analyst. He's based in Asheville, North Carolina, hosts a show down there. He's great. And the comments suggested it. They love this dude. That was a fantastic episode. Love this guest. Listen to this on the podcast. I would have never pictured his voice to him. He was great and full of info, but man, I thought he was older. I also agree. Jeremy told us that he's like 38, and I was like, wait, you're what? My man hasn't slept very much lately. He's watching a lot of film. Drew Hoffman, 1461, no relation. This guy is great. H. Bum Kim says, this dude, Jeremy Green, is both hilarious and impressively knowledgeable. I don't care if he looks like he eats Cheetos on his mom's couch. If Logan respects his opinions, his opinions are worth respecting. Honestly, I like Jeremy even better than the PFF geeks. Can we get him signed to a long-term deal?
Oh, wow. Thoroughly impressed with my guy.
One, be nice to Trevor Sikkema. He's my friend. PFF geek. Two, we're not going to sign Jeremy to a long-term deal. I don't have that kind of power. But the announcement, Anthony, is that when Logan is on vacation next week, back by popular demand, Jeremy Green is coming back to take command. So I got John Keim lined up for a mailbag episode on Monday or Tuesday is when we'll tape it. So if you have mailbag questions for me and John Keim, get those in at HoffmanShow.com or on Instagram at Hoffman.Sports. And on Thursday, Jeremy Green and I are going to do a 7-round mock draft. Now, we'll let the computer pick a lot of those, but we will do every Commander's pick, and we will work slow enough that we can examine the possibility of trades. So we will take control of the Commanders for every pick they've got, all 5 of them. Jeremy Green back with us next week on Take Command. Comment section, you're welcome. Last but not least, Anthony. You know how I know Denny Avdija had a good game? Because that one video of me saying he was overrated by Wizards fans last year gets commented on every time. I'm like, oh, Denny must have had 30 last night. He's having a great second half of the season. Happy for him. But Guts N says, you used to reply to comments. What happened now? And my answer was, Anthony, y'all got boring.
Oh.
Ah. I've replied to enough of them. They can go look at my replies to the other comments to see why all of those people that are like, delete this. There's still time to delete this. For what? Because I'm still right. By Wizards fans, and also for what the Wizards were, people that think Denny Avdija couldn't possibly get traded, what a mistake, were and will always be, unless Denny turns into like a Hall of Famer, wrong. They got 2 first-round picks for a guy that had never averaged 15 points a game in a season and didn't until this month because he's on a tear as of late. Yeah. We'll see if he can maintain it moving forward. By the way, the first of those first-round picks is a guy named Bub Carrington, who, one, will join us in 30 minutes, and two, is 19 years old, and his numbers aren't that far off of Denny. They're certainly better than what Denny's were at 19. So timelines, contracts, playing time availability for other players, what happened is, your listening and reading comprehension are poor. Y'all got boring. And that's why I stopped mostly responding to you doofuses who find that video every time Denny has a good night. And literally, I check my comments in the morning sometimes. I'm like, oh, I guess Denny had a good night last night. Good for Denny. That's the thing. Other thing. I'm rooting for Denny. Yeah. I want him to succeed. And that's for never read the comments. And that's why you never read the comments. But we do. And then we read the best of them here on the show. Yours could be in there next week. So make sure you're subscribed on YouTube at Craig Hoffman and at the Team 980. When we get back, we did our mock draft 1.0 in the 4 o'clock hour. Anthony and I will recap what went down and share some thoughts, analyzing our own draft next before Bub Carrington does join us at 6:30 here on the Team 980.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.